Mark Harmon, Kevin Powell with you till 10 o'clock tonight. Cole Wright is coming on home here. 5 years with the NFL Network. He's been with ESPN. He's been with Fox Sports 1. He's been with Nesson. And now he's with the Marquee Sports Network, anchor, reporter, superstar, and we're all excited to see what the coverage is going to be. Cole, thank you for taking time on 720 WGN. We appreciate it.
Hey, absolutely. Thanks for having me on. It's an honor and a pleasure. You know, I can't wait to get back home and wait to get back to Cubs baseball.
So I got a little beef with you here, Cole, because you know you're coming back home. You're here. You haven't changed the Twitter yet. You've got at Cole Wright NFL. We need like a CUB in there. Is this in the in the near future that we're going to change the Twitter handle? I know that's a tough move.
No, absolutely. It's going to get changed. I'm going to let the social media team at Marquee Sports Network handle that because, you know, every time you try to change something, there's all these channels you have to go through. Sometimes you lose blue check marks, and, you know, I don't want any of that to happen. So I'm just going to keep everything status quo until it's time for the kids, as you call them these days, to get their hands and their fingerprints all over this Twitter and everything. So I'll let them take care of that stuff.
Got to protect the check marks. Smart move, Cole.
Absolutely. At all costs.
I mean, you got to be straight verified. That'd be a huge blow.
Cole, this has got to be a dream come true, right? You grew up in Naperville. You're a local product. Grew up a Cub fan.
Without a doubt. You know, it's when I graduated college. You know, I used to live right on Clark and Wrightwood back in the day when there was a Blockbuster video there. I mean, it seems like time flies, but you know, to be able to come back home and you know, from being a kid who used to go to games there, and you know, even a college guy who flamed out, you know, with my own baseball aspirations, being able to, you know, just to go to Wrigley and watch games, and now to be a part of what's going to go on from the day to day with the Chicago Cubs, like you said, it is a dream come true.
So I think everybody wants to know, like, what's it going to look like? How is the team going to be covered? And it's obviously very early here, Cole, but what can you tell us about what Marquee's going to do?
You know, that's still a work in progress. I mean, year one for anything is always a new endeavor, and that's exactly what it's going to be, you know, at the Marquee Sports Network. But I really feel like we're in great hands. You know, Mike Santini, you know, he's one of the overseers, as is Mike McCarthy, and you know, those guys, they've had, you know, their hands in a lot of big things in the past. I mean, you know, Mike McCarthy was at, you know, at MSG. Mike Santini, you know, oversaw MLB Network and everything, how that came to life. So I think that everything that we're going to be able to do is going to be, you know, at the forefront, and it's going to be cutting edge. And you know, our studios are second to none. They're gorgeous. I mean, I can't wait for everyone to actually lay their eyes on them, you know, for the telecasts. And you know, once we hit the air, it's going to be fun. I'm really looking forward to seeing what this season is going to bring.
I'm very excited to see it as well. This Cubs offseason has been a slow one. What's your reaction to the way they've approached this free agency period?
You know, it's everyone wants to go out there and they want to make that big splash, but sometimes those big splashes aren't what guarantees victory. I mean, we've seen some of the reported big splashes. I mean, obviously the deal between the Red Sox and the Twins and the Dodgers, you know, that one seems to be getting crumbled up and going up in the smoke right now. So it's not about the moves that have been made. It's about the moves that are still to be made and the solid baseball that's going to be played. So that's what I'm worried about. I'm not even worried, but you know what I'm saying? I'm just wanting to see how the product on the field is going to be. I'm not really worried about any moves that have or haven't been made. Let's just get out there and play ball, and everything will settle into itself. Because at last time I looked, there's still a lot of solid pieces to this winning puzzle here, and you know, there's a lot of opinions on certain parts, but for whatever reason, a lot of those parts are still pretty doggone good. And when I'm looking at that hot corner, you know, that's a former MVP. And Chris Bryan is, you know, he's almost a generational type player. So I'm expecting some big things out of him this year, and I can't wait to see him get back to his form.
Yeah, I listen to my Chris Bryan interview from the 2016 NLCS like at least once a week just so I can get excited for baseball and remember when they were at the mountaintop, and hopefully they'll get back sooner than later here. Hey, Cole, give a little background here. Let's go first Cub memory. A young Cole Wright watching the team. Does anything pop into your head?
I mean, Andre Dawson hitting it over a TruLink fence. I mean, when I was growing up, Andre Dawson, the Hawk, that was my guy, number eight. I mean, I wore number eight until I wore number 24, so that was my first real number that I asked for, you know, by number, wanting to be, you know, kind of like Andre Dawson. But, you know, I just remembered him in, you know, the season that he was an MVP guy. I mean, he was that guy. And I mean, growing up, you know, listening to Harry on the radio call, Andre Dawson home run was second to none. So, you know, Andre Dawson was my guy. You know, it's hard to believe, like, now that we're grown ups and, you know, it's so much has changed, yet so much has stayed the same.
They had the poster back in the day, Chicago Classic. It was Dawson, Jordan, and Walter Payton.
Class for all seasons. I had that in my apartment,
right?
The 659 West Wrightwood, which is, oh, by the way, now a museum next to the Tadao Ando House.
So you're kind of a Generation Xer, Cole. Is that am I judging that right? Because if you remember Class for All Seasons, I feel like we're running in the same territory here.
I'm 41, so I was born in 78, so class of 96.
Yeah. Okay, I got a couple years on you, which is it's a beautiful thing for us. I'm aging beautifully over here, KP.
You look great, Cole.
Thank you.
Nice.
Cole, obviously you covered the NFL for the NFL Network for quite some time. As Carmen mentioned, your handle on Twitter is ColeWrightNFL. I'm assuming you grew up a Bears fan. Would that be accurate?
I did. I mean, you know, I think my first sports memory is wanting to be Walter Payton, even though, you know, I was a baseball player born and raised my whole life. My first, you know, real sports love was the Chicago Bears and Walter Payton. I mean, I had kangaroo shoes, I had the boots, you know, where you could put the change in the side pocket and everything. So, you know, just growing up a Bears fan and being, you know, being so close and watching Walter Payton and watching how he would carry himself. Like, it's funny you make mention of that poster because, I mean, you know, how many better guys to be on that poster could there be? I mean, Michael Jordan, Walter Payton, Andre Dawson, and those are my three sports pillars as a kid growing up.
Cole, we're going to have to introduce you to Jared Payton, our colleague who works at WGN TV now.
I know Jared from our ESPN day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Cool. Well, speaking of the Bears, I didn't plan to talk about this much Bears today, but it's already the second time I've brought them up. I don't know, maybe because the XFL's on, I've got football on my mind. This past season, just so deflating. Your thoughts, and what do they need to do moving forward here?
Win more football games moving forward. I mean, that would work. I mean, I don't know. I guess, I mean, it's easier said than done winning football games in the National Football League. You only get 16 of them. So, I mean, it's tough. Maybe they need to be a little less creative and stick more to the script. You know, it's you know, from the outside looking in, I mean, you saw a lot of things that worked 2 years ago, but didn't work this year so much. And, you know, I mean, who knows? I mean, I'm far from a top flight NFL talent evaluator. I just see, you know, when they would get away from the run. I mean, obviously Jordan Howard, you know, he's a guy who is now in Philadelphia. So it was discouraging to see them get away from, you know, your typical Chicago Bears kind of football. You know, defense, running the football. And I would just like to see him get back to more of that. And, you know, I would like to see Mitchell Trubisky, you know, play a better brand. I mean, we'll see. I mean, I don't, it's like, you know, you have a lot of detractors from that cat. But, you know, the one thing I will say is the last time I looked, playing quarterback in the National Football League, not an easy thing to do. It's kind of like getting wins in the NFL. So, I mean, there's 32 starting quarterbacks, and, you know, how many of them are poster worthy? You know, even though you're a hometown quarterback, even if there's not a lot of kids, if you're not getting wins, that are going to want to, you know, hang your likeness on their wall. So we'll see if Mitch Trubisky can, you know, become a poster worthy quarterback this season. That's still to be told.
Yeah, he's not making Class for All Seasons quite yet. Hey,
not yet.
Hey, Cole, before you get on out of here, all right, I'm gonna put you on the hot seat here. Do you blame Alex Gonzalez or the fan in the stands more for what happened at 03?
I blame Alex Gonzalez. That was tailor-made double play ball.
Right?
I mean, he took it off the hip and tried to get all, you know, tried to get all Roger Dorn with it. I mean, you can't do that. You can't do that.
Love the little Major League reference out of nowhere right there. That was beautiful. All right, favorite Cub manager of all time.
I'm gonna have to go Dusty, man. I mean, any guy that rolls with his own assortment of toothpicks, how can you go wrong?
Did you have
and he has his own likeness on his wristbands. I mean, going back to the old Barry Larkin days.
He owns look.
That's
he owns
lovely.
It.
Did you have the In Dusty We Trusty t-shirt in the Cole Wright closet?
I did not. Those were novelty T-shirts back in the day, and I mean, what are those things? What did they run? Like 30, 35 bucks? And you know, when that was my heyday, I didn't have extra 30, 35 bucks to be throwing around.
Yeah, so you got to get it from my guy Howard Cadet, who's the garbage man vendor who sells it on the street out there for 10 bucks. I think he was flying the
industry.
Howard does a great job.
Cole, Carmen was like one of the biggest Cub fans I knew, at least growing up. He was an absolute diehard. He and I had a chance to cover the 2016 World Series. I was sitting next to him as the final out was recorded, and it's almost difficult to describe the look on Carmen's face. It was the look of relief, I think, more than anything.
I was packing up the computer in the bottom of the ninth when Kipnis hit a bomb down the right field line that I still swear landed in the seats, but somehow it didn't. And Kevin Powell was sitting right next to me. He's like, it was 5-1. He's like, it's over. They got him.
I spoke too soon. Cole, what were you doing for the 2016? Did you make it out there, or were you just watching as a fan?
Well, I went to game 4.
Okay.
And it's funny because one of my old bosses at Fox, you know, we had breakfast and I was at NFL Network and he was just telling me, he's like, oh yeah, I forgot you're a Cubs fan. So if the Cubs make it to the World Series, this is in July. He was telling me, he's like, I got a ticket for you. So he told me he potentially have a ticket for game 4. So I flew back to Chicago, almost missed my flight. My mom, you know, for whatever reason, it was Halloween season. So she always comes to California for Halloween to take my daughter out trick or treating and everything. So she was in town, almost missed my flight, ended up getting a ticket to game 4, only one, because I was walking around with one of my buddies from college. And I told him, like, hey, you know, an executive from Fox got an extra ticket. Sorry, man, you have to watch this one from across the street. So, I mean, I think he bellied up at the full shilling and watched that one. So, ended up going to the game. They lost. Went to Wiener Circle since I used to live like a block away. They saw me at the end of the line, gave me a few expletives, put my order in before everybody else, got everything, went back to Naperville, got on the flight, went back to NFL Network. So I got heckled by a bunch of Indians fans about how the season was over with. And I told them, I said, hey, don't worry about that. 3-game winning streak starts tonight. And sure enough, it did.
I was on the air with Andy Mazur after that game, after Corey Kluber shut him down. And that was one of the craziest times in Chicago sports history. Hey, one Cub that you want to interview this year, Cole, on the team now or prior, if you could just sit down with one and do a 20-minute, who would you talk to?
I mean, any of all time? Does it have to be a hypothetical situation or something that could actually happen?
No, alive. Keep him alive. I'm not going to bring Ron Santo or Ernie back from the dead. But
okay. But, I mean, obviously, you know which way I was going to go with Mr. Cub. But you know, I'd like to sit down with Chris Bryant. You know, I'd like to see, you know, how he's preparing for this season and what his goals are and how he looks to achieve those goals and, you know, how he looks to help get this team back to where they were just a few seasons ago because, I mean, he's still a young man and he's got a lot of potential and he's dangerous. I mean, you remember, and everyone remembers all the buzz that was around, you know, Chris and the team, and it was rightfully so. And I think, you know, to restore that in 2020, I think it's right around the corner.
Hey, shout out to Chris Bryant, by the way, who was at, I believe, an event back home in Las Vegas,
yep.
And reporters were asking him about, you know, the grievance situation and just his future with the Cubs, and he politely declined to do that because he hadn't had a chance to talk with the Chicago media yet, and he wanted the Chicago reporters who follow the team to get the first story from KB. So I thought that was a class act from KB. That's the kind of guy you'll be working with, Cole.
Yeah, absolutely. He'll be on that Class for All Seasons poster when it comes out. Maybe not Mitchell, just quite yet, but Chris Bryant, he's going to be on it.
Well, let's wrap up with the Class for All Seasons question. Would Michael Jordan have made it in the big leagues if he had stuck it out? Cole Wright, what do you say?
I think so. Here's the thing that everyone fails to realize. Everyone sits there and trashes Michael Jordan. Oh, he's terrible. He's garbage. But here's the catch. People don't realize, like, oh, but I mean, I'm sure they do realize that he was playing basketball at the highest level that anyone has ever played in the history of the earth and when he was in the league. But, I mean, if I'm not mistaken, his batting average was just a shade over 200.
202.
I think he had 202. Yeah. They had 4 home runs career in that summer, or maybe 3.
I want to say 2, but 30 doubles, 50 steals, right? We're there.
And, you know, word on the street. I mean, I grew up with Jerry Hairston, and, you know, Jerry's father, Jerry Hairston Sr., told us that he was one of the fastest guys in the organization from top to bottom. He was faster than Tim Raines, his 60 time. And if you look at his numbers compared to Ricky Williams, the football player's numbers as a minor leaguer with the Philadelphia Phillies, I mean, they're not too far off. And the Phillies paid for Ricky Williams to go to the University of Texas and set all kinds of records on the football field. And Ricky Williams played multiple seasons. I don't think Ricky Williams had over five home runs as a minor leaguer. If I'm not, I might not be too far off. But I mean, for Mike Jordan to be able to pick up a bat like that and do what he did in such a small amount of time. I mean, I was just watching the clip the other day from the Crosstown Classic. You know, when MJ got a double at 1060. Yeah. So I mean, it was unbelievable.
I saw you retweeted it. That's why I brought it up, because it brought a big smile to my face. Kevin Pollak, got trivia for you on that one. Who did Jordan get his two hits off in that game?
I don't know. I've got nothing. Who
is it? I feel like the go-to is Steve Traxel.
Steve Traxel is an excellent choice, but it was not him. One of them did TV and radio in this town. He's one of the great guys going. The lefty, Dave Otto. But the other was the right hander out of the bullpen, rando guy by the name of Chuck Krim, who gave
only Carmen would know this.
I'll bust out a Chuck Krim out of nowhere. Hey Cole, congrats on the gig, man. We're looking forward to watching. Appreciate you taking time tonight, and best of luck at the Marquee Sports Network. Congrats on coming home.
Hey, thanks, guys. Anytime, my pleasure.
It was our pleasure. Cole Wright with us here on 720 WGN. Who's in the studio host reporter role? Kind of going to be he's going to be the cap over at Marquee Sports Network. Yeah. All right. Quick time out. Coming on up here, Dez Clark, former Bear, in studio after 7 o'clock. He's going to inspire you, me, and everyone. That's sweet stuff from Dez this week that I want to talk about. 720 WGN.